Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, major breaking news. I want to show you the moment that Caroline Levitt gets exposed by a group of kids in the press briefing room. And honestly, they were asking tougher, more concise questions than every single MAGA influencer that's ended up in that same room. One question was about climate change, and Caroline Levitt just lies through her teeth about climate change, something that affects this generation more than any other generation. And then she gets asked about the firings. Has Trump fired anyone? And she lies again. I want to break all of this down in a really concise way. First, shout out to Dr. Forbin, who left a comment that says, keep up the informative news, Adam. This needs to be amplified. If you want to help join the crew, make sure you subscribe below. It would mean the world. And let's jump in with this first clip about climate change.
Yeah.
What is Donald Trump going to do about climate change?
What is Donald Trump going to do about climate change? Well, that is a very good question. The president cares very much about our environment. He says all the time he wants to have the cleanest air, the cleanest water, the cleanest environment for the world. He also cares very much about our energy independence and ensuring that we can keep the lights on in our homes at a very cheap rate. So we want to make energy here in the United States because we do it cleaner and better than everyone.
By energy independence, she means removing many of the regulations that keep our environment clean to maximize profits for his biggest donors. Check this out. I'm going to try to do this in a concise and a surgical way. This article reads, on Inauguration Day last month, Trump immediately took action against the climate. Among the first executive orders he signed was ordering the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord. This immediately undermines global efforts to curb climate change. When it was a promise that Trump hammered many times at his rallies. It is the second time the U.S. has withdrawn from the deal. Then, one of his main promises, drill baby drill, will likely take form in several ways. He declared a national energy emergency and immediately began this insane drilling program, even though we were already drilling at the highest rate ever. Okay, what about the recent bill that's being passed by Republicans in Congress? They're calling it the Big Beautiful Bill, but it's coming at a big, big cost to taxpayers and to American citizens and children in the future. Even Chip Roy, Republican Chip Roy, started saying that he wants to remove the Green New scam, but in a statement on the social platform X, or Twitter, he then objected to provisions around green energy tax credits and Medicaid, saying that, you know, it actually affects his state. There are green energy provisions that are helpful to farmers in his state, because what do you know? President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act actually had some really, really clever incentives for farmers, and Trump has been removing these incentive programs in the most haphazard way possible. Now, I want to get to the real part. This is Caroline Levitt being asked, how many people has Trump fired? She gives a lie as an answer, but that's not the part I want to cover. I then want to speed run you through everybody Trump has fired.
How many people has he fired? Thus far, actually, we have not had anyone fired, with the exception of one individual who did leave their job. But we have a great team here so far. So good.
What are you even talking about? USAID had 10,000 employees dismantled immediately. The EPA had 300 people cut. We can talk about the National Weather Service cuts that have cost lives. Weather experts warn that staff cuts at the National Weather Service have been made by the Trump admin and are a danger to public safety. We can talk about the Trump admin trying to unfire nuclear safety workers, but they couldn't figure out how to reach them. The workers, whose agency oversees the nation's nuclear stockpile, had been fired on Thursday and lost access to their federal government email accounts. We can look at this. Musk says work to stop Ebola was accidentally cut because they fired thousands of people that are working on preventative measures. We can keep going here. What about this one? Trump's mass firings at the VA hurt WA veterans. Today, U.S. Senator Pat Murray, a senior member and former chair of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, released a new report detailing how President Trump and Elon Musk's reckless mass firings at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs are already harming veteran services. And then they fired 80,000 employees. That is an insane, insane number. At the IRS, 6,000 to 7,000 people have been laid off. At the Department of the Interior, 2,300 employees have been laid off. At the Department of Defense, they plan to cut around 8% of the civilian workforce. And a lot of these fires were executed with little warning, often via mass email. You guys remember the mass email era, right? Where Elon would just send out emails randomly. It was pretty actually eerie to see this happening in person or in real life. But the main one and the most recent one is this. Just more than 100 years ago, a tornado slashed across the U.S. Midwest with no warning and killed 695 people, a massive number for a single outbreak. Today, those in a twister's path get a take cover notice 8 to 18 minutes before a strike on average. And as recently as 1992, what looked like a minor tropical disturbance intensified with shocking speed into Hurricane Andrew. There was little time to prepare for the storm, and much of the resulting property damage in South Florida was massive. But by last year, forecasters could give several days' warning that the then approaching storms, Helene and Milton, were likely to abruptly morph into monsters. Such improvements have cumulatively saved thousands of lives, is the point, and likely hundreds of billions of dollars across the U.S. in infrastructure and in productivity. And that's the thing about all of these cuts that Elon Musk and Trump aren't thinking about long term. Auchincloss put it a great way. You don't want to think about efficiency. You want to think about return on investment. So if we're spending, let's say, $100 billion, I just pulled that number out of thin air, just a clean number, $100 billion on weather services every year to prevent people from dying and cities from being destroyed, then of course that sounds like a lot of money, right? Okay, but what if we cut that $100 billion down to $10 billion and we see $400 billion in damages? Now that $100 billion doesn't sound too bad. It's all about the return on investment. Such improvements, again, have cumulatively saved thousands of lives and likely hundreds of billions of dollars across the U.S., and they have happened only through concerted federal government investment in studying weather events, improving computer forecast models, making continent and ocean-spanning efforts to collect the data and make these forecasts possible. It's common sense. It's 2025. You invest some money into our weather services because you get a return on that investment in the form of a safer and more productive society. It's like conservatives are taking this idea of small government to such an extreme that they don't want any sort of, I don't know, public health safety, any sort of science funding, any sort of government grants, any sort of weather service funding. And then we're going to have a society where there are outbreaks, where there are weather natural disasters all the time, leading to a less productive society. What do you know? Sometimes the government stepping in to fix these inefficiencies is good. Government stepping in to fix things when they go wrong in a society can be good. I'm not saying everything should be controlled by the government. I'm not saying we want a command economy. I'm just saying when climate change, for example, like going back to the climate change example, when it gets to a crazy point, you have a little bit of government stepping in, or a lot of government stepping in to control these companies with regulations. It's simple. And we were on a good track, and Trump is ripping that all apart, and then Caroline Leavitt is lying to kids about it, which I find to be incredibly disgusting. Either way, if you appreciate these videos, that would mean the world. Drop a like, drop a comment. Shout out again to Dr. Forbin. I'm going to be promoting a lot more comments. He said, keep up the informative news, Adam. This needs to be amplified. If you want to help amplify, if you want to help join the Mockler crew, hit the subscribe button below. Love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.